Section 14. Missouri Commercial Driver License Information. A message for commercial drivers. The laws that concern driver licensing are a very important part of highway safety in Missouri. Truck safety has become a growing national concern in recent years. The Commercial Driver License, or CDL, law, is an attempt to assure that those granted the privilege to drive have the knowledge, skills and ability to drive with reasonable safety on public streets and highways. The CDL law improves commercial driver licensing procedures and ensures a better exchange of information among the states and with the federal government about drivers of commercial vehicles. Missouri CDL eligibility. Age: 18 years, intrastate until age 21, 21 years, interstate if otherwise eligible. Residency: you must be a Missouri resident. Place of birth: you must be a United States citizen or a permanent resident alien. Missouri Non-Domiciled Commercial Driver License, CDL, or Non-Domiciled Commercial Learner's Permit, CLP, eligibility: age 18 years, intrastate until age 21, 21 years, interstate if otherwise eligible. Missouri employment. You must be employed by a Missouri employer and have a Missouri address. An employment letter must be provided at time of application for the Commercial Driver License or Commercial Learner's Permit application. Residency. You must be a resident of a country other than the United States, Mexico, or Canada. Residents of Mexico and Canada must apply for a CDL in their home country since those countries meet U.S. licensing requirements. Note: you must meet all Missouri licensing and testing requirements. Your license or permit expiration date cannot be issued beyond the date of your lawful immigration status in the United States as determined by your immigration documents. Hazardous materials endorsement. A driver of a motor vehicle used to transport any material that has been designated as hazardous under 49 U.S.C. 5103 and is required to be placarded under subpart F of 49 CFR part 172 or any quantity of a material listed as a select agent or toxin in 42 CFR part 73, must have qualified and obtained an H endorsement. You must be at least 21 years of age and a U.S. citizen or permanent resident alien. You must also pass the hazardous materials written endorsement test at a highway patrol testing office each time you apply for renewal or add additional endorsements to your CDL in order to keep the H endorsement. You will be required to submit your fingerprints and be subject to a security threat assessment. See front cover for security threat assessment information. CDL study manual. This manual is intended to help drivers of trucks and buses prepare for the knowledge and behind-the-wheel tests for Class A, B, or C driver licenses. The material in this manual may also help remind all drivers of trucks and buses of their responsibility as professional drivers of the biggest vehicles on the highway. Knowledge of the information presented in this manual is necessary to pass the CDL written examination. CDL license fees and expiration. Your Missouri driver license expiration date will be based on your age and type of endorsement. Note: a license with a hazardous materials endorsement will not be issued beyond the date of the driver's current security threat assessment. CDL written examinations. General knowledge 50 questions. Air brake 25 questions. Combination vehicle 20 questions. Hazardous materials endorsement 30 questions. Double, triple trailer endorsement 20 questions. Passenger endorsement 20 questions. Tank endorsement 20 questions. School bus 20 questions. You must score 80% on each exam. Written exams are available at all highway patrol testing locations. For additional test information, please contact any highway patrol troop headquarters. Note: commercial license examinations are administered only in English. An interpreter will not be allowed for any portion of the commercial driver license written or skills examinations. Commercial Learner's Permit, CLP. You must be at least 18 years old to apply for a Commercial Learner's Permit, CLP. You must also have passed the written, road sign, and vision tests. A CLP shall allow the holder of a valid license to operate a commercial motor vehicle when accompanied by the holder of a CDL that is valid for the vehicle being operated, and who occupies a seat beside the individual, or reasonably near the individual in the case of buses, for the purpose of giving instruction in driving the commercial motor vehicle. A CLP cannot be issued with either a double, triple trailer endorsement or hazardous materials endorsement. CLP applicants must hold a valid MO-based driver license to be eligible to obtain MO-CLP. Skills testing. Skills testing, which consists of a pre-trip inspection, basic controls exam, and an on-road driving test, will be given by appointment only. Appointments can be made by calling the Missouri State Highway Patrol Troop headquarters in your area. If you make an appointment, make sure you are on time. If you cannot keep your appointment, please give adequate notification. If you are a new or upgrading CDL applicant requiring a CDL skills test, you must complete the applicable written testing and obtain a CLP. Drivers must hold the CLP for training purposes a minimum of 14 calendar days before skills testing. Federal requirements prohibit transfer of an out-of-state CLP. To obtain MOCLP, applicants must complete all required knowledge examinations. Skills testing must be administered and completed in the following order: pre-trip, basic vehicle control skills, and then on-road skills. Scores for passing partial segments of the skills test, completed during the initial CLP 180-day issuance term, are not valid after renewal of the CLP. If you have not completed all skills testing requirements during the initial permit period term, any previously passed segments would have to be retaken. If you are unable to complete all required testing during the initial or renewal CLP periods, you would be required to retake the required written examinations to obtain a new CLP. Military exemption. In accordance with 302.720 RSMO, the Director of Revenue may waive the CDL driving skills test for qualified active duty, retired members of the U.S. Armed Forces. Certain conditions apply, and the applicant must complete all applicable written tests. For more detailed information, including a copy of the skills test waiver application, you may visit www.dor.mo.gov/mvd/drivers. Endorsements. Hazardous materials, H or X hazmat and tank. Any vehicle required to be placarded by the federal government. The H or X endorsement cannot be added to a CLP. Passenger, P. Any vehicle designed to carry 16 or more persons, including the driver. Tank vehicle, N. Any commercial motor vehicle that is designed to transport any liquid or gaseous materials within a tank or tanks having an individual rated capacity of more than 119 gallons and an aggregate rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is either permanently or temporarily attached to the vehicle or chassis. A commercial motor vehicle transporting an empty storage container tank, not designed for transportation with a rated capacity of 1,000 gallons or more that is temporarily attached to a flatbed trailer, is not considered a tank vehicle. Double, triple trailer, T. Any vehicle pulling two or more trailers, towed units, or any vehicle with double or triple saddle mount combinations. This includes, but is not limited to, all types of double, triple trailers, buses pulling canoe racks, etc. The double, triple endorsement cannot be added to a CLP. School bus, S. Any commercial motor vehicle used to transport pre-primary, primary, or secondary school students from home to school, from school to home, or to and from school-sponsored events. School bus does not include a bus used as a common carrier. School bus endorsement applicants must be 21 years of age or older and meet additional driver history edits per Missouri State Code of Regulations 12 CSR 10-24.160. Restrictions. E. No manual transmission CMV. If a person tests in a vehicle that is equipped with an automatic transmission, that person is restricted from operating a commercial motor vehicle with a manual transmission. For the purposes of the skills test and the restriction, an automatic transmission includes any transmission not operating fully on the gear shift and clutch principle. K. Intrastate driving only. The person is not allowed to drive a commercial motor vehicle outside the state of Missouri or in interstate commerce. L. Non-air brake CMV. The person is not allowed to drive a commercial motor vehicle with air brakes. To avoid this restriction, you must pass the written air brake test and skills test in a vehicle equipped with air brakes. Drivers with this restriction are prohibited from operating a vehicle with an air over hydraulic brake system. M. No Class A passenger vehicle. The person is restricted from operating a Class A passenger vehicle. N. No Class A, B passenger vehicle. The person is restricted from operating a Class A and Class B passenger vehicle. O. No tractor-trailer CMV. The person is restricted from operating a tractor-trailer combination connected by a fifth wheel that requires a Class A CDL. Restriction is applied to lease senses for applicants performing a skills test in combination vehicle for a Class A CDL with the power unit and towed unit connected with a pintle hook or other non-fifth wheel connection. P. No passengers in CMV bus. The person is restricted from operating a passenger commercial motor vehicle with passengers. This restriction is added to a permit to allow the driver to practice driving a bus, but does not allow the operator to carry passengers, other than federal, state auditors and inspectors, test examiners, testers, other trainees, and the CDL holder accompanying the permit holder. U-194 Class C school bus only. The person is restricted to driving a Class C school bus. U-195 Class B or C school bus. The person is restricted to driving a Class B or C school bus. V. Medical variants. The person has a medical certificate that must be accompanied with a skills performance evaluation or waiver. W. Farm waiver. The person is restricted to driving a commercial motor vehicle during a specific 180-day period. The remainder of the year, the driver must operate a non-commercial motor vehicle. X. No cargo in CMV tank vehicle. The person is restricted from driving a commercial motor vehicle with cargo in the tank of a commercial motor vehicle. This restriction is added to a commercial learner permit to allow the driver to practice driving a vehicle that would require the tank endorsement. An empty tank vehicle that previously contained hazardous materials must be purged of any residue before a person with this restriction is permitted to operate it. Z. No full air brake equipped CMV. This restriction is added if a person tests in a vehicle that is equipped with an air over hydraulic brake system. The driver must pass the air brake written exam and skills test in a vehicle equipped with a partial air brake system. The person is restricted from operating a CMV equipped with any braking system operating fully on the air brake principle. Hydraulic brakes include any braking system operating partially on the air brake and partially on the hydraulic brake principle. Exemptions. Only the following commercial drivers are exempt from the CDL law. A person transporting agricultural products, farm machinery, farm supplies, or a combination of these, within 150 miles of the farm, if the driver is a farmer, family member of the farmer, or an employee of the farmer. This does not include someone who is a common or contract carrier, or driver of any vehicle which must otherwise be placarded under the Hazardous Materials Transportation Act. Any military personnel driving commercial motor vehicles for military purposes, which includes active duty military personnel, a member of the reserves or National Guard on full-time training duty or an active duty for training and National Guard military technicians. Any person in the employ of a fire organization or a member of a volunteer fire organization, driving emergency or fire equipment necessary to the preservation of life or property or to the execution of emergency governmental functions under emergency conditions. This exemption also allows the operation of such equipment in other functions such as parades, special events, repair, service, or other authorized movements. Any person driving or pulling a recreational vehicle for personal use. Any person driving for personal use, a commercial motor vehicle while transporting personal property, such as household goods of his, her own or another. Certain construction equipment not intended for use on the highway, such as backhoes, motor graders, motor scrapers, excavators, bulldozers, etc. Employer responsibilities. Each employer of a commercial motor vehicle driver must require information of previous employment as required by the Secretary of Transportation, of any applicant for employment and advise of the purpose of such information. No such employer or shipper shall knowingly allow a driver to drive a commercial motor vehicle, CMV, during any period of license suspension, revocation, cancellation, disqualification, or out of service order, or when having more than one driver license. This violation is a Class A misdemeanor. Each employer must ensure that drivers of commercial motor vehicles, except for a few limited categories, comply with the Federal Controlled Substance and Alcohol Testing Program requirements and be medically examined and certified. Many of the exemptions may be found in the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, Title 49 CFR 390.5, 390.3, 391.2, 391.67, 391.68, or Missouri Revised Statutes, RSMO 301.030, 307.400, 307.177. This list is not all-inclusive, and the federal regulations or state statutes should be reviewed for a complete understanding of all of the exemptions. Employee responsibilities. Any commercial driver holding a CDL issued by this state is required to 1. Notify the Director of Revenue of any state, county, or municipal violation other than parking, in any other state, within 30 days of conviction. 2. Notify his, her employer in writing of any state, county, or municipal violation other than parking, in this or any other state, within 30 days of conviction. 3. Notify his, her employer of any license suspension, revocation, cancellation, disqualification, or out-of-service order by the end of the business day after the driver receives notice. 4. When applying for employment as a commercial driver, provide the employer with information of previous employment as a CMV driver for the previous 10 years as prescribed by the Secretary of Transportation. 5. Comply with the Federal Controlled Substance and Alcohol Testing Program requirements and be medically examined and certified. Limited exemptions categories may apply. Many of the exemptions may be found in the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations, Title 49 CFR 390.5, 390.3, 391.2, 391.67, 391.68, or Missouri Revised Statutes, RSMO 301.030, 307.400, 307.177. This list is not all-inclusive, and the federal regulations or state statutes should be reviewed for a complete understanding of all of the exemptions. Implied consent. A person who holds a CDL in Missouri is deemed to have given consent to a chemical test or tests of his or her breath, blood, saliva, or urine for the purpose of determining any alcohol content or the presence of controlled substances in such person's system. Missouri Revised Statutes, Section 302.745. Penalties. A person who refuses to submit to a chemical test will have the commercial driving privilege disqualified for 1 year and may have the base driving privilege revoked for 1 year. Common offenses that require the suspension, revocation of any driver license. Accumulation of points for moving violations, offenses committed while the vehicle is in operation, such as speeding, careless driving while intoxicated, but not equipment violations. Driving a motor vehicle with 0.08% or more blood alcohol content, BAC, or if under 21 years old driving with 0.02% or more BAC, administrative suspension, revocation. Driving without insurance, administrative suspension. Refusal to submit to chemical testing when requested to do so by law enforcement, 1 year revocation. Court-ordered suspension or revocation of license for drug or alcohol-related offenses, abuse and lose. Disqualifications. A disqualification is a loss of only commercial driving privileges for a specified period of time. During a disqualification, if the driver is not otherwise suspended or revoked, he or she can continue to drive private, non-commercial, motor vehicles without obtaining limited driving privileges. A driver may be disqualified for the following convictions in this or any other state. Note: when determining second or third violations within a specified time frame for disqualifications, the violation date is used. Failure to appear disqualification, non-member states. If a Missouri CDL driver fails to appear in court or pay for a traffic ticket received in a non-member state, Missouri will disqualify the driver upon notification from that state. The disqualification will remain in effect until Missouri receives notification that the driver has satisfied the ticket. The non-member states are Alaska, California, Michigan, Montana, Oregon, and Wisconsin. 60-day disqualification. Two serious traffic violations within 3 years if the person is a CDL holder or if the person is operating a CMV. Serious traffic convictions include reckless driving, speeding 15 miles per hour or more above the posted speed limit, improper or erratic lane changes, following too closely, any moving violation relating to a fatal crash, driving a CMV without obtaining a CDL, driving a CMV without CDL in possession, driving a CMV without proper class of CDL or endorsement, driving a CMV while using a handheld mobile phone, and driving a CMV while texting. One railroad highway grade crossing violation while person is operating a CMV. 120-day disqualification. Three or more serious traffic convictions within 3 years if person is a CDL holder or if person is operating a CMV. Serious traffic convictions include reckless driving, speeding 15 miles per hour or more above the posted speed limit, improper or erratic lane changes, following too closely, any moving violation relating to a fatal crash, driving a CMV without obtaining a CDL, driving a CMV without CDL in possession, driving a CMV without proper class of CDL or endorsement, driving a CMV while using a handheld mobile phone, and driving a CMV while texting. Second railroad highway grade crossing violation while person is operating a CMV. 180-day disqualification. First traffic conviction for violating an out-of-service order while person is operating a CMV. First traffic conviction for violating an out-of-service order while operating a CMV and transporting hazardous materials or transporting 15 passengers or more. 1 year disqualification. Driving a CMV with a BAC of 0.04% or higher. Driving while under the influence of alcohol or drugs if the person is a CDL holder or if person is operating a CMV. Refusing blood and or breath test if the person is a CDL holder or if person is operating a CMV. Failing to stop at the scene of an accident if the accident causes injury or death. Using a CMV to commit a felony. Driving a CMV with a revoked, suspended, canceled, or disqualified privilege. Causing a fatality through the negligent or criminal operation of a CMV, includes the crimes of motor vehicle manslaughter, homicide by motor vehicle, and negligent homicide. Making a false statement on any application for a CDL. Third or subsequent railroad highway grade crossing violation within 3 years while operating a CMV. 2 year disqualification. Second traffic conviction within 10 years for driving a CMV while out of service. 3 year disqualification. First conviction for any one of the top 7 violations listed under 1 year disqualification while transporting hazardous materials. Third or subsequent conviction within 10 years for violating out of service orders while operating a CMV. Second or subsequent conviction within 10 years for violating an out-of-service order while operating a CMV and transporting hazardous materials or transporting 15 passengers or more. Lifetime disqualification. Second conviction for any one of the top 7 violations listed under 1 year disqualification. Permanent disqualification. First conviction for using a motor vehicle in the manufacture or illegal distribution of drugs. Imminent hazard disqualification, not to exceed 1 year. Determination by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration that a person's driving constitutes an imminent hazard. Limited driving privileges. Limited driving privileges, LDP, cannot be issued to operate a CMV during any period of suspension, revocation, cancellation, or disqualification. Examples of point system violations. Drive while disqualified 2 points. Excessive speeding 3. Failure to keep right 2. Failure, improper signal 2. Following too close 2. Improper lane 2. No commercial driver license 2. Violations committed by a CDL holder or by a person operating a commercial motor vehicle will be used toward CDL disqualification and points are assessed against base driving privileges. Reinstatement. Your privilege to drive any motor vehicle can only be reinstated at the end of the suspension, revocation period if you submit all required reinstatement requirements. The following chart lists these requirements. First offense. How to get your license back. Refusal to submit to a BAC test. Pay a $45 reinstatement fee. Attend a substance abuse traffic offender program, SATOP, and provide proof of insurance. BAC, blood alcohol content, drive, operate a vehicle with 0.08% or more. Pay a $45 reinstatement fee, attend SATOP, and provide proof of insurance. DWI, driving while intoxicated. Pay a $45 reinstatement fee, attend SATOP, and provide proof of insurance. Possession of alcohol or drugs, use of drugs while operating a motor vehicle, abuse and lewds. Pay a $45 reinstatement fee and attend SATOP. Missouri's written commercial driver license tests. 1. Tests are required for all commercial motor vehicle operators. 2. Testing time can take from 1 to 2 hours depending on how many tests you take. 3. You can pass these tests if you study the manual provided by the Department of Revenue. Take extra time to study the air brakes and hazardous materials sections. 4. Tests are given at any highway patrol testing office located throughout the state. Check with your local highway patrol office for days and times tests are given. 5. All tests are multiple choice. The following is a sample test question. Which of these is a sign of tire failure? A. Steering that feels heavy. B. A loud bang. C. Vibration. D. All of the above. You may also visit the Missouri State Highway Patrol website at http://www.mshp.dps.missouri.gov. Missouri law regarding commercial vehicles. You will need to know the following information if you are applying for a commercial driver license. As a driver of a commercial vehicle, you must obey all Missouri traffic laws, including the laws on commercial vehicles. Note. 1. All size and weight limits listed below include the load of the vehicle. 2. All limits that refer to interstates or certain designated highways include roads up to 10 miles from the interstate or designated highway. 3. The size and weight and exceptions listed in this chapter are for Missouri highways only. Height. The vehicle height limits are found in Chapter 304.170 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. They are as follows. Maximum height of any vehicle, including load, outside of a commercial zone on the interstate and designated highways is limited to 14 feet. Maximum height of any vehicle, including load, transporting motor vehicles on all highways is limited to 14 feet. Maximum height of any vehicle, including load, inside a commercial zone is limited to 15 feet. Maximum height of any vehicle, including load, on highways other than the interstate and designated highways is limited to 131/2 feet. Width. The width limits for vehicles operating in Missouri are established in Chapter 304.170 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. They are as follows. Maximum width for any vehicle, including load, on all highways is 102 inches. These width limits do not include width-exclusive devices such as rear-view mirrors, handholds, lights, cargo securement devices, etc. These devices may not be designed or used to carry cargo. Consult Appendix D to Part 658 of Title 23, Code of Federal Regulations for a listing of approved width-exclusive devices as well as Part 658.16 of that same title. Commercial Zone. Commercial zone is defined in Chapter 304.190 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. Contact the Missouri Department of Transportation District office nearest you for maps outlining the location and extent of the commercial zones in Missouri. Length. Maximum vehicle length limits for Missouri are found in Chapter 304.170 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. They are: the maximum overall length for any single vehicle is limited to 45 feet. Buses and trackless trolley coaches may have a 1-foot safety bumper at both the front and rear in addition to this overall length limit. The maximum length limit of a tractor and semi-trailer combination for operation on the interstate and designated highways plus 10 miles from those highways is limited to 53 feet semi-trailer and load length. There is no overall length limit for these types of vehicles on those routes. The maximum length limit of a tractor and semi-trailer combination on all highways other than the interstate and designated routes plus 10 miles from those routes is limited to 60 feet overall. The maximum length limit of a tractor, semi-trailer, trailer combination, double bottoms, on the interstate and designated highways plus 10 miles from those highways is limited to trailer and load length of 28 feet. There is no overall length limit for these types of vehicles on those routes. The maximum length limit for a tractor, semi-trailer, trailer combination, double bottoms, on all highways other than the interstate and designated routes plus 10 miles from those routes is 65 feet overall. Maximum length for all automobile or boat transporters is limited to 75 feet overall. These vehicles are also allowed up to a 3 feet overhang over the front bumper of the power unit and up to a 4 feet overhang over the rear of the trailer. The maximum length of truck and trailer combinations and all other combinations operated on the interstate and designated highways plus 10 miles from those highways is limited to 65 feet overall. Maximum length of truck and trailer combinations and all other combinations operated on all highways other than the interstate and designated highways plus 10 miles from those highways is 55 feet overall. The length limits do not include length-exclusive devices such as refrigeration units on the front of the trailer, trailer glad hand connection, lift gates at the rear of a trailer, etc. Consult Appendix D of Part 658 to Title 23. Code of Federal Regulations for a listing of length-exclusive devices as well as Part 658.16 of that same title. Exemptions from size limits. Exemptions from the size limits are located in Chapter 304.170 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. They are: 1. Farm machinery operated occasionally for short distances on highways other than the interstate. 2. Vehicles temporarily transporting farm machinery for repair on highways other than the interstate. 3. Implement dealers delivering or moving farm machinery for repair on highways other than interstate. 4. Vehicles temporarily transporting road-making machinery or road materials on highways other than the interstate. 5. Vehicles towing disabled vehicles to a place of storage or repair or removing wrecked or disabled vehicles from the highway to a place of storage or repair. Weight limitations, without special permit. The weight limits for Missouri are found in Chapter 304.180 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. They are: the maximum weight for a single axle on the interstate is 20,000 pounds. The steering axle is considered as any other single axle, however, the weight limit for a steering axle is further limited by the steering axle tire weight rating or 20,000 pounds, whichever is less. The maximum weight limit for a single axle on all highways other than the interstate is 22,000 pounds. The steering axle is considered as any other single axle, however, the weight limit for a steering axle is further limited by the steering axle tire weight rating or 22,000 pounds, whichever is less. The maximum weight limit for a single axle in the commercial zone is 22,400 pounds. The steering axle is considered as any other single axle, however, the weight limit for a steering axle is further limited by the steering axle tire weight rating, or 22,400 pounds, whichever is less. The maximum allowable weight of a tandem axle group operated on the interstate is limited to 34,000 pounds. The tires of the tandem must have sufficient tire weight rating for this weight. The maximum allowable weight of a tandem axle group operated on highways other than the interstate is 36,000 pounds. The tires of the tandem must have sufficient tire weight ratings for this weight. The maximum allowable gross weight in Missouri is limited to 80,000 pounds. The gross weight of a vehicle is also limited by the registered weight of the vehicle and by the Federal Bridge Formula. This formula is a function of the length of the vehicle wheelbase and the number of axles in the wheelbase. The maximum allowable gross weight in the commercial zone is limited to 22,400 pounds per axle multiplied by the number of axles to which the vehicle is equipped. In order to exceed the maximum gross weight of 80,000 pounds in a commercial zone, the vehicle has to be licensed for 80,000 pounds. The maximum allowable gross weight may also be limited by posting the maximum allowable weight on a bridge by the Missouri Department of Transportation. The maximum weight will be posted on signage in advance of the affected bridge. Overdimension and overweight permits. The authority to issue overdimension and overweight permits rests with the chief engineer of the Missouri Department of Transportation. This authority is found in Chapter 304.200 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri. You may apply for an overdimension or overweight permit, or request vehicle route maps for large and heavy vehicle operation, commercial zone maps, and copies of the overdimension and overweight permit regulations by contacting Missouri Department of Transportation, Motor Carrier Services Division, 830 Medot Dr. Jefferson City, MO 65109. Mailing address: P.O. Box 893. Jefferson City, MO 65102-0893. Telephone: 800-877-8499-573-866-6277, or 573-751-2871 option 1. Website: www.medot.org/mcs. Email: contact@mcs.medot.mo.gov. Overdimension and overweight permits will not be issued for reducible loads. Permitted loads must be moved with properly licensed vehicles over approved routing with appropriate proof of financial responsibility. Permit fees vary according to weight and dimension. Vehicle route map. The Missouri Vehicle Route Map is available from the Missouri Department of Transportation. This map shows the routes which the larger and heavier trucks are allowed to travel as specified by state statutory weight and dimension limitations. You may obtain a map by calling the phone numbers above or by writing to the address listed above. Federal Motor Carrier Safety. Missouri has adopted, as state law, Part 390 through Part 397 of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. Therefore, drivers must obey those regulations unless the driver is operating one of the following. 1. Commercial vehicles with a gross vehicle weight rating or gross combination weight rating of 26,000 pounds or less operated in interstate commerce only. This exception does not apply to the transportation of hazardous materials or to vehicles designed to transport more than 16 passengers, including the driver. 2. Commercial vehicles licensed for gross weight of 60,000 pounds or less when used for the transportation of solid waste and operated in interstate commerce only. 3. Commercial vehicles licensed for gross weight of 42,000 pounds or less for farm use by the letter F as authorized by Missouri Revised Statutes, Section 301.010, and operated in interstate commerce only. 4. School buses transporting children from home to school and from school to home. 5. Vehicles owned by a federal or state government, or a political subdivision. 6. Vehicles used for the occasional transportation of property by individuals not for compensation nor in furtherance of a commercial enterprise. 7. Vehicles transporting human corpses or sick or injured persons, fire trucks or rescue vehicles involved in emergency operations. 8. Vehicles involved in the private not-for-hire transportation of passengers, for example, churches, Boy Scouts, etc. Further, drivers operating commercial vehicles engaged in the following types of operations may be accepted from the medical certificate requirements. 1. Farm custom operations when transporting farm machinery, supplies or both to or from a farm for custom harvesting operations on a farm or transporting custom harvested crops to storage or market. 2. Beekeepers engaged in the seasonal transportation of live bees. 3. Drivers of farm straight trucks. 4. Any driver who possessed a valid Missouri Class E license on May 13, 1988, and who operates in interstate commerce only. 5. Commercial vehicles with a gross vehicle weight rating or gross combination weight rating of 26,000 pounds or less and operated in intrastate commerce only. This exception does not apply to the transportation of hazardous materials or to vehicles designed to transport more than 16 passengers, including the driver. Equipment required. Commercial vehicles that are not accepted by the criteria listed above are required to be equipped according to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations found in Parts 390 through 399, Title 49, Code of Federal Regulations. Vehicles bearing local or beyond local license plates are subject to the vehicle inspection requirements for license renewal. Commercial vehicles registered under the International Registration Plan are not subject to that requirement, but may be subject to the inspection requirements of the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. Transporting hazardous material. If you are transporting hazardous material, you may be required to comply with the Federal Hazardous Materials Regulations found in Parts 100 through 187 of Title 49, Code of Federal Regulations. Also, you and your vehicle are subject to the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Regulations. Information displayed on commercial vehicles. Chapter 301.330 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri requires commercial vehicles licensed in Missouri to be marked, in a conspicuous place, with the following information. 1. The name of the owner, and 2. The address of the vehicle base of operations, city and state only, and 3. The word local if the vehicle bears a local license plate. These markings are not required on a vehicle that is licensed for a gross weight of 36,000 pounds or less and is not regularly used for commercial purposes. Additionally, vehicles subject to the federal safety regulations are required to be marked in accordance with Part 390.21, Title 49, Code of Federal Regulations with the following. 1. The single trade name or legal name of the operating carrier, and 2. The USDOT number issued to the company. This marking is required to be displayed on both sides of the commercial vehicle and be visible from a distance of 50 feet while the vehicle is stationary. Load security. Chapter 307.010 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri requires all vehicles transporting a load of any sort to secure the load against becoming dislodged and falling from the vehicle. Drivers of vehicles subject to the federal safety regulations must ensure their cargo is secured according to Parts 392 and 393, Title 49, Code of Federal Regulations. Also, any package containing any hazardous material must be secured against movement normally incident to transportation. Weigh stations. Chapter 304.235 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri requires all commercial motor vehicles, except those licensed for 18,000 pounds or less or otherwise exempted by law, to stop at each official weigh station in Missouri. Vehicles licensed for 18,000 pounds or less may be directed to stop at Missouri weigh stations by a peace officer or commercial vehicle officer. Off-tracking. When a vehicle turns, the rear wheels take a shorter path than the front wheels. The greater the distance between the front and rear wheels, the greater the difference in their paths. To compensate for the off-tracking, begin a left turn as far to the right as possible. Begin a right turn as far to the left as possible. Tailgaters. To avoid an accident with a tailgater, you should 1. Slow down. It is better to be tailgated at a low speed than a high speed. 2. Avoid any sudden turns or stops and signal well in advance. 3. Increase the distance between you and any vehicle in front of you. This will help you to avoid any sudden stops. 4. Do not flash your taillights or brake lights at the tailgater. The tailgater may not believe your brake lights when you do slow down or stop. Space overhead. Make sure you have enough space over your vehicle at all times. Do not assume that posted heights at bridges or underpasses are correct. Check all wires, signs, trees, and air conditioning units. Soft surfaces. Make sure all surfaces will hold the weight of your vehicle. Be wary of parking lots, unpaved roads or parking areas, especially when wet, and construction areas. Space to cross or enter traffic. Your acceleration rate varies with the weight of your vehicle. Your time to cross the road is also affected by the length of your vehicle. In a long or heavily weighted vehicle, you will need a larger gap to cross the road than you would in a car. School bus information. Missouri law has special equipment and operating regulations for school buses. If you need more information on school transportation, call 573-751-0357, visit their website at www.dese.mo.gov, or write to Department of Elementary and Secondary Education. Pupil Transportation Section P.O. Box 480. Jefferson City, MO 65102-0480.